Next up, we got a group that always comes to mind when you think of power trios. Names that come to mind are Cream, Blue Cheer, Jimi Hendrix Experience, and Grand Funk Railroad. Unfortunately, this concert isn't a power trio formation, but it was 1972, December 23rd, and this was the Phoenix album concert tour after they added albumist or keyboardist Craig Frost. They originally tried to get Peter Frampton of Humble Pie, but instead added Craig Frost. And what ensued was a more rhythm and blues kind of format. Definitely kicked butt. They were managed by or produced by Todd Rundgren, who also produced We're an American Band. And that album probably catapulted them into popularity. So, before we move into Grand Funk Railroad, we've got a quick station ID and a quick shout out to Carolyn, listening from the frozen tundra of Nebraska. Rock on and spark them up if you got them. You are listening to Quack House Radio, the best sound in 64K stream on the planet. We're found at quackhouseradio.net. Just point your browser there where you can find all kinds of cool stuff like chat, as well as scheduling, etc., etc. We also have a Facebook presence. Point your browser to www.facebook.com/groups/quackhouse. See you there.
This portion of In Concert has been brought to you by Gillette, makers of Right Guard natural scent antiperspirant. The great wetness fighter with a light, clean scent made from natural ingredients. Right Guard natural scent.
station identification. Grand Funk Railroad returns to the stage after this appearance by their special guest.
My name is Freddie King. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. If she's gonna stay, cause ain't no sunshine when she's gone. This house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away, no sunshine when she's gone. Only darkness every day. Anytime she goes away.
We'll be right back. County has taken a stand against hard drugs. We decided to do something about it that would demonstrate our feelings. In August, we approached Dr. Mitchell Rosenthal, director of Phoenix House, with the idea of contributing our total fees from two concerts in the New York area. When Don, Mel, and I returned to New York, we visited one of the five Phoenix centers, the one on 116th Street. We looked around and talked with the people in the program and sat for a while with Mitch, Frank Natale, clinical program director, and Barry Francis, director of the house we visited. Here's a brief look at what we saw and heard.
And so we decided, you know, when we got into, you know, doing a benefit, we wanted to do it for something we really believed in, you know, and do it right. So that's what we decided to do. Then we wanted to find a program that was really successful, you know, something that really works. And that's how we came to Phoenix House.
We believe that the problems that underlie drug addiction are personal emotional problems. In other words, it's not the drug that's the problem. The drug is a symptom of the problem, and it's only by our addressing ourselves to those underlying problems and helping somebody to really find out about themselves and about those things that they're afraid of, about those things that they've run from, about those things that have angered them and around which they've done destructive things to themselves. It's only in getting at those roots that people are going to end up clearing up the problem of addiction.
In most cases, this is the first time that they experience that type of relationship with a person, and with a number of people, where people are talking to you about you, asking you questions about you, letting you know and sharing with you what hurts, what doesn't hurt, what you're afraid of, what I'm afraid of. And it's for the first time in most of these people's life when they're hearing that kind of conversation.
The program here doesn't rely on any other drug. It's a totally non-drug
drug-free. Completely drug-free.
No methadone, nothing.
It's hard to get an aspirin in this house.
Why do you have that?
And I think that dispensing drugs and allowing a guy who can't make a decision. Obviously, he can't make a decision. Obviously, he doesn't know what's right for him. You know, he needs to be told what to do at that point. He's asking for help. He's flagging. I mean, he's overdosing, shooting needles into his arm, falling all over the place, getting arrested. And then they call him in and they say, make a mature decision. Would you like to take methadone? Would you like a little heroin? Would you try DARPA? You know, or would you like drug-free? The whole thing is just so absurd.
So I don't think that the people who are trying to assess this thing politically are going to come up with the answer. I think it's going to come out of the youth culture itself and out of an enlightenment in that youth culture that says, hey, take a look at this. We've got to stop it. We've really got to stop the whole internal pollution that's been going on before it just chokes us all.
That's the message that comes when guys like yourself do a concert. You know, and make a statement, do something like what you're doing with Phoenix House now, because I agree with Mitch. I think that's where the turnaround is going to come, and it's going to have to come from youth itself.
People get values that they have about drugs from their first of all from their family, and later from their friends, and then from those other people out there who they look up to. And that's really why your role is so critical, because young people are looking for people who they can believe in, who seem to be having fun and making it, and that you can be having fun and making it and be out of hard drugs is, you know, really very important.
You know, when they take a look at the situation that this country is in, and it's not very hard, you know, to get out of it. I mean, all you got to do is look around and you see that, you know, there's troubles everywhere. And so they want to get away from it. But like you say, getting away from it isn't going to solve the problem, you know. It's going to take a strong physical body and mental body, you know, a clean body, to overcome the dirt that is here now.
Oh, the United States.
Balls and bars, they surround me, but I don't want no sympathy.
Oh,
Thanks for tuning in. You have been listening to Happy Hour Live on Quack House Radio. Happy Hour is broadcast every Saturday evening from 8 o'clock p.m. until midnight Eastern Time. So come on back next week and check us out when we have another fine program in store for you. So until then, we will return you to the regularly scheduled program on Quack House Radio, already in progress.